So we've come, we may say, quite a long way tonight. We've traversed, at least in theory, at least in imagination, all these 12 stages of the spiritual path. And for the moment, there isn't very much more to say, except just for one last word. We've spoken of the spiritual path. We've spoken of the stages of the spiritual path. In a way, we've been concerned with the very essence of religion, or at any rate, with the essence of Buddhism. But some people might have thought that there's a rather important omission. We've apparently exhausted all the important topics within the spiritual life, but we haven't really said anything about God. And in the West, we tend to think that any religious discussion or exposition must centre about God. And to talk about religion without talking about God in the West is rather like talking about Hamlet and leaving out the Prince of Denmark, but not for Buddhism. Those who know anything about Buddhism at all, and there are quite a few of you here today, I believe, will not be surprised, because we know quite well that Buddhism is a non-theistic religion. There's a path and there's a goal, which is enlightenment, Buddhahood, the culmination of the whole evolutionary process. But it all gets underway, it all proceeds, it all reaches its height, its perfection, without any reference to this idea, which we in the West tend to think is inseparable from religion, this idea of a supreme being and the personal God. And for many people, this is, of course, one of the great attractions of Buddhism. And I think even in some Christian quarters, they've begun to realize that God is a bit of a liability. I sometimes think that Christianity without God would be quite a wonderful system. If you could only get rid of God from Christianity, it wouldn't be all that different from Buddhism. But it's the presence of God which makes that difference. But some Christians are just allowing God quietly to die away. He's been pensioned off, we may say. He's gone into retirement. Some Christians even say that God is dead. But they're still busily conducting his funeral, so they're still very much, we may say, tied up with him. They're still carrying him. They won't put him down, even though he is dead. But anyway, this spiritual path, these stages of the spiritual path, represent the whole process of the higher evolution, which proceeds, which goes on its own way, without any reference to this, what we as Buddhists can't help feeling is an outmoded concept of God in the sense of the supreme being, the creator of the universe. The higher evolution goes on its own way, evolving from man to Buddha. And we achieve this higher evolution, this evolution from humanity to superhumanity to Buddhahood, by developing, by cultivating within ourselves the stages of the spiritual path.